I have Dan Spadafora sitting across from me here in the studio. And
hi, Duke.
Hi, how are you today?
I just didn't want to give up talking to the microphone, so I came back for more, I suppose. No, well, I feel kind of bad, to be honest with you, because it's my responsibility to know things in this building. And
yes.
I didn't know until you showed up today that kind of an important anniversary for you.
Yeah, it is. It's 62 years ago that I stepped in the front door for my first day of employment at WHTC.
62 years. That's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It is. Yeah. Let's take a phone
sure.
call. Good morning, Talk of the Town.
Good morning. I just wanted to remind people, I believe it's been mentioned on your program before, but the Ottawa County Patriots meeting tonight is 7 o'clock at the Howard Miller Library in Zealand or Community Center. And the topic or the name for it this week is Bump, Shake, and Rattle. And it's all about our roads and how our taxes are being used or could or should be used. We'll have Tom Bird, a Ottawa County Road Commissioner, Roger Victory, the 88th District State Rep, possible spokesperson from MDOT, and I believe some other updates or other members of MDOT will attend. So if that's one of your main concerns, this would be a good meeting to attend to either learn more or speak your piece on how you feel about some of this stuff.
Okay.
Thank people.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Good morning, Talk of the Town.
Good morning, Duke. Congratulations on 62 years.
Thank you.
I have a feeling you're going to shoot for another 62.
isn't that something, Steve?
I hope.
Maybe 60.
I hope that you make it, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll be listening to you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, that was a different building that I entered then. It was the old back in the swamp. And
You gave me one of those photos. I still have it in my office, the little green shack photo that you gave me earlier a couple months ago. About a fourth the size of this building?
Yeah, and it had no basement, actually. It was kind of open basement.
Yeah.
Good morning, Talk to Town.
Hey, good morning, Juke. Juke, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
62 years. It's been a pleasure for myself to have the honor of being on your show a couple times, to sit there across from you. And it's always a pleasure to sit and listen to your show on the radio here at home, get all the local information, and sometimes able to help someone else with some information on my end. And it gives that young man across from you, Dan, something to look forward to and aim at, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
God bless you, Duke.
Thank you, Ron.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Ron.
And another call coming in. Good morning, Talk to Town.
Hi, Duke. You know how Ernie Harwell was the voice of the Tigers and of baseball?
Yeah.
Our Duke is going to be the voice of Holland.
He already is.
I know he is, but it's going to be one of those... It's going to be one of those that is not going to be replaceable, you know. No matter who does Talk the Town, after our sweet Duke is to a better place, it's going to be a hard pair of shoes to fill. Because it's like, I can't listen to baseball hardly anymore because it just doesn't seem the same.
Yeah, it doesn't, does
it? Congratulations, Duke. You made Holland seem like a small town, which I came from a very small town. So you have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
That must be weird for you when people call in and say, well, whenever you pass on and go to the next life, someone else is going to come in and replace you.
Very possible.
Yeah, well, it's weird for me to think about someone talking about my death.
Well, when you get to a certain age, you don't think about it too much. You know it's going to happen.
You can't.
You can't think about it because I have a couple of cousins now that are 98 years old, and I have...
98, wow. It must run in your family, being able to live so long.
Well, my grandfather lived to be 98, so who knows? I guess it's because he ate all that pork and stuff.
Right. Well, you were telling me, was it your grandfather that dipped the toast in the bacon grease?
And grease, just plain grease. It was melted, you know, on the stove, and it was hot grease, and he dipped his bread in there. And then he'd take it out and spread syrup all over that. And that was his breakfast.
That's endorsed advice from Dr. Tom Burns, right?
I don't think so.
No. your family kind of an outlier in terms of what's healthy and what's not healthy and what'll kill you, I guess.
Well, my parents didn't live that long, you know, but one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it skips generations or what. But.
Could be. And that's true. Well, I wanted to come here because I think you're too humble to say anything, and it needs to be said. 62 years. Well, obviously the 60th was the big one, but every single year that continues.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. It really is.
Yeah, it is. People don't usually work that long.
At one place, too.
At one place, right. And got a call here. Good morning. You're on the line.
Yeah, happy anniversary, Duke.
Thank you.
Hope you have many more, but you know, you get older, but your voice never changes.
Well, I work on it every I exercise it.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Should hear him sing.
Oh, please.
They're going to call you and ask you to sing. I'm sorry.
Good morning. You're on the line.
Yeah, it's happy anniversary. It's an honor to you be on the radio for so many years. And I hope you become president and impeach Obama. Thank you.
Thank you.
Maybe in November they'll write you in, Juke.
I'd have to go, you know, all over the country.
Yeah.
I'm not good at campaigning.
Well, like I told you before, George Bush Sr. jumps out of planes, and he's 88.
He does, yes, he does.
And you're 90. I think you should be. You can campaign for president if he can jump out of planes.
I would jump out of a plane if it was on the ground.
Yeah. You can go over to the Tulip City Airport or the West Michigan Regional Airport.
Right.
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on the line.
Yeah, hello. Hi. I was trying to see if you could maybe send out a message for me.
What kind of message?
We found a little puppy yesterday running down that road. She almost got hit by a car.
Yeah.
And we are trying to maybe try to get a word out to see if her owner's missing her.
Okay.
Hmm.
What kind of puppy is it?
We're guessing maybe Jack Russell of some sort.
Okay.
She's very little, very friendly. I'm going to leave my number.
Why don't you do that?
What's that?
Why don't you do that? Yeah.
Yep. 616-283-9843.
283-9843.
Yep.
Okay.
Right on James Street.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
I guess that's what keeps me going is these kind of phone calls, you know, where you help people, and that helps me too.
Something else. What has been keeping you going for 62 years? Has it been the interaction with the community? What
I
was
think
it?
So. Interaction with people and talking to people. Good morning, Talk to Town.
Yeah, Drew's the lady looking for the number for Talk to Talk.
I got one.
Oh, you got one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Yeah. And getting information and that sort of thing. And we've helped a lot of people over the years. And I think by having our legislators on, we help people because mm-hmm. they can talk to legislators. And back when I was a kid, you didn't talk to a legislator.
Sure.
My goodness, if you saw a congressman, you were awed, inspired, you know. Huh. And I remember seeing Claire Hoffman one time when he was our congressman for the 4th District at that time. And I was amazed that... He was just an ordinary man.
Yeah. Well, they should be accessible to the community. They represent us. You know, we hire them. So
but, once they get in Washington, they tend to
lose
their cool.
Which is too bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's representative democracy is not perfect, but it's the best system that's out there, you know. So.
Yeah, I guess that's one thing about the term limits is that in Michigan you can't lose it because you're going back to
right,
it.
Right, right, exactly.
And it has some merit to it.
Well, 62 years, Juke. When are you calling quits?
I don't know the word.
I guess that's true. If you work for 62 years, you don't know what quit means, do you?
When God says you're done, I'm done.
Okay.
And he'll have to determine that. And I think somewhere along the way, maybe my health will give out, and I'll have to quit.
Hmm. Well, I haven't been doing this job nearly 62 years.
Right.
So I've been doing it a lot less than you have. But one thing that I've learned, and it really is the top of the list of this job, is you have to enjoy what you do and you have to love it. Like any other career,
you do.
This one, it's different in how demanding it is, and you have to love it, otherwise you won't make it. And obviously you love what you do. So.
Yeah. for the most part, I've loved every day. Well, on every day, but...
Not too many people can say that.
At some down days.
Yeah, I'm sure there have been some days waking up at, what, 5 in the morning for the morning show when you used to do that?
And the day the antenna fell down.
Yeah, that was a rough day,
that
I would imagine.
That was a bad day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we do have days like that. Good morning, Talk to Town.
Good morning, Juke. Somebody else may have called about this, but I want to ask your listeners questions. The roads probably need some repair. Everybody probably agrees with
yes.
that. The question is, should they be paid for with township taxes, county taxes, state taxes, or federal taxes? And if anybody has an opinion on that, and somebody may have called on this earlier, but tonight there will be a meeting.
Yes, we had the lady on. Tell us about it.
Oh, great. Well, again, it was just if you've got an input on what taxes should pay for this, come to that meeting tonight, Howard Miller Community Center, 14 South Church Street, Zeeland, at 7 p.m.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Good morning, Talk to Town. Good morning, Talk to Town. Oh.
Isn't that phone system frustrating?
Yes, it is. Frustrating.
Yeah, it is. Took me a while to get used to it. I still mess it up sometimes.
Well, it's the fact that you have to watch the bells and whistles and make sure they're all going at the same time before you lift up the
receiver. Right.
Well, I won't say lift up your receiver, just push the button. But we'll try to keep up with it. 395-1450, Talk to Town. I remember the first legislators that I talked to on the air, and that was back in the early 50s. It was Representative George Van Persum. He was from the Zeeland area. And Senator Clyde Gerlings. And Senator Gerlings was a teacher in Holland High School before he went in the Senate.
Yeah.
So he's well known around town as well, George. And
that must have been a thrill the first time that you did that.
It was. Here I am talking to these guys, you know,
yeah.
They represent me in Lansing.
Who's the highest up representative that you've interviewed before? Have you interviewed the governor? Or someone like that?
I talked to the governor on the air, but I talked to, I didn't have him on the air, but Soapy Williams was governor for a number of years. And a popular governor at that, came in the studio.
Really?
Yes, he was here to visit and give an interview, I guess, and he came right in the studio and says, "Hi, I'm Soapy Williams."
Huh. Welcome, Governor.
Welcome, Governor, yeah. And that was kind of neat. And let's see, do I have another call? Yes. Good morning, Talk to the Town.
Good morning. And I like your adaptations from... Over the years, from all that change in technology, you kept up with it, Duke. So,
yeah.
Congratulations on the anniversary.
Thank you very much.
Many more.
Thank you.
You know, he makes a really good point, if I can, real quick, because I've always told people that I've gotten involved in this business after radio has changed so much. It's not like radio used to be.
Right.
I come here and click a mouse, and that plays radio. You used to have to queue up records and get carts ready to go,
yeah.
And you had to
yeah.
really, truly be a talent. And for you to adapt like that, it's pretty impressive. It
yeah.
really is.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Yeah. Well, it was usually we had about a half hour worth of music pulled from the night before. The guy the night before engineer would pull a half hour record so that you could come on cold and start.
And then start waking up and catching
up.
Start
waking up. And of course, you always. You played records you liked, whether people liked them or not.
Sure.
But
sure.
Usually people did like it.
Well, there are things that you'll say or that I'll say people won't be happy with, but...
You get requests for certain artists in the morning, you know, and I always liked a little band music to kind of wake people up a little.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Talk to the Town.
Yes, I'd like just to make a little comment for you or maybe your listeners and your guests. I understand that there is a restaurant lady that cannot give discounts to people that want to pray before they eat. Did you see that on the news?
Yeah, but I don't know where that is.
Okay. Well, I don't either, but I guess my point is, you know, and it's really sad that this country has come to that, to the point, if she wants to give a discount, so be it, let it be, but I'll bet you those people that are against it will be the first ones who will be in line when they're a senior to get the discount.
Yeah.
When you're mm-hmm. a veteran, you know, we give, you know, discounts to veterans, and I think that's great. And I bet that they'll be one of the first ones that will ask for that discount, too. And so, anyway, I think it's pretty sad that if you want to give a discount to people that want to pray, it's pretty sad that somebody's against that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Praying before eating, some people do it, some people don't. I was at the Rock Island restaurant one day, and there was a trucker and his wife and child mm-hmm. came in. And he sat down and he prayed at the table before they ate.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way my family was raised. I'm Catholic, and we pray before every meal when we eat as a family, and we do it when we go out to eat, and that's just normal for me. You know, and if you don't, I'm okay with that, though. You know, if I sit next to someone or I bring friends who don't pray, we don't make them uncomfortable, so I don't understand why we're against it.
Good morning. Talk to the town.
Hey, Duke, it's Sally Lakaitis calling.
Hello, Sally.
Hey, I just called to say happy anniversary. I hope you have 62 more.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye, Sally.
All right, we're here with Dan Spadafora this morning, and we're talking with Dan along with taking our calls as well. So if you want to call, you may do so, 395-1450. The first years were kind of interesting, but I remember the first morning I came in here, and one of the other people on the staff was engineering at that time and playing the records. At that time, the engineer played the records, and
mm-hmm.
the announcer sat in the studio.
Yeah.
And so you had to get the records on and queued up and all that, tapes later. We didn't have it. We had one tape recorder when I started working here. That was one of the reel-to-reel tape recorders.
Hmm.
We also had a wire recorder, which was in the back room, which proved to be less than valuable for broadcast purposes.
Yeah.
And then later we got some nice big tapes and so on. Really got set up more professionally.
Sure.
And we used them a lot. But you always had to, you know, have somebody go out, make the tape, and bring it back. And like churches, we'd do that. And we had two or three churches that we did that on. And some we did live. And it worked out good.
Well, again, 62 years today, just amazing when you think about it. And looking back, do you have a favorite memory? Or a moment that really sticks out for you?
I'm trying to think.
Don't try too hard.
No. There's a lot of favorite memories I had here. And I guess talking to some people that I talked to was a thrill to me. Like, what was his name? He and his wife got married on the nighttime show.
On Johnny Carson?
Yeah. Yeah. Sang Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Oh, okay.
He was here, and I talked to him.
Huh.
That was kind of interesting.
That's cool.
And he was a good singer, too.
That yeah.
was amazing to me. Yeah.
Hmm.
And that was Tiny Tim, by the way. And, he was starring. He was with a circus at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Duke, I know we're almost out of time, and I don't know if you have time to take another call, but I wanted to say happy anniversary, happy 62 years, and again, you're too humble to say anything, so I wanted to make sure that I brought this to the attention of all the listeners.
Thank you.
62 years is pretty amazing.
It's
really
amazing.
Is.
Yeah. Thank you.